One of the things that happens when Romy and Jennifer are not here is Rosie gets carried away on bunny trails and doesn't quite hit all the timing and all the marks exactly as well as I do when they're here. I kind of get carried away. One of the things we're supposed to talk about is the most asked question of the week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one's good.
Yeah. And this question is, what about faux wood? What are my considerations if I like the look of wood, but I'm not interested in the maintenance of wood? What are my choices? Well, I called Rosie Certified Flooring Contractor, East Valley Floors, owner, Mr. Vaughn Payne. And he says, Rosie, let me take you up the ladder of the faux wood options. You've got the glue down vinyl planks. They're paper thin. You can find those sometimes available material for under $2 a square foot. Paper thin, don't expect much out of them. Then many of you will remember 25 years ago when this flooring came in from Europe called Pergo flooring, and it's a laminate flooring. It's actually a photograph of wood planks laminated onto a particle board core. So we saw millions of square feet of that product installed through the 90s and the early 2000s. But in the last 10 or 15 years, there is a waterproof core vinyl that's a half inch thick. It snaps in place, 7 to 9 inches wide, 5 feet long. It installs it can be anywhere from about $6 a foot to $10 a foot installed. It requires expansion joints, so you're going to have to put in some new baseboards. But it is what constitutes about 80% of what's going in today when people are asking for a faux wood finish. Soft on the foot, 100% waterproof, good for sound resiliency. It is the waterproof core vinyl. It's vinyl through and through. So Junior spilling a glass of his apple juice on it or water isn't going to damage it like it used to some of those old laminate products we had in the past. And then you've also got the porcelain or ceramic tiles that are made to look like wood, but those are going to be expensive and hard to properly install. They were very, very popular about 10 years ago, but the truth of the matter is they require such a perfect floor. The amount of prep time it takes to make the application great generally drives the price of the job well above some of these other products. And that core vinyl product actually has quite a bit more give to it than a porcelain or ceramic product. So there's your choices in answer to what are my choices if I'm considering a faux wood finish. Thank you, Mr. Vaughn Payne, East Valley Floors, Rosie Certified Flooring Contractor in the East Valley of the greater Phoenix metro area. Well, we covered electricity and some safety points. We started the show talking about how to really fine-tune your fertilizing process to make your winter lawn come in hard, come in green, come in thick, come in beautiful, and stay that way. There's real tricks to when and what you fertilize with to get that accomplished. Many people can bring the green lawn in February or March. They say, what happened to my yard? Well, you didn't treat it properly in October and November. So all of that can be found in our podcast from the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We had Fox Valley Electric and Solar in talking electric all during the 9 o'clock hour, talking about the importance of arc fault interrupters, surge protection, LED lighting, and the fact that if you're looking for solar or electric, you ought to consider contacting Fox Valley Solar and Electric. And then we went open line, 10 o'clock hour. I had a lot of fun talking with people in Mesa and Tempe, Gilbert and Tucson. That's what we're about, touching you, the Arizona homeowner, with what you are looking to find out concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. That's what we do at Rosie on the House.